Blog Talk Radio.
Aren't doing all that well, but they're in seventh place, and
the Atlantic Division in NHL.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're gonna do something different. Then flip the script. We're gonna lead off with sports entertainment. And of course the big news is of course the return of the great one.
And his name is
The Rock. Of course the listeners who's listening right now, they all, you know, some of them are, you know, fans of, you know, professional wrestling. So if they didn't see it on Monday, The Rock made his surprising return. First time he's done it in the past 7 years.
Yeah.
And since you saw it live, tell everybody what your thoughts about it.
Well, you know, I was actually sleeping throughout Monday Night Raw, and I woke up just in time for the announcer to announce, you know, the host for WrestleMania. And, you know, it was a whole build up. You know, they waited like, I don't know, maybe 2 minutes to play to cue the music for the host.
Yeah.
Then you hear The Rock's music, and the crowd just goes crazy, man. Like,
yo, yeah, it was like 2000 or something.
Yeah, you know. And The Rock comes out to his music. But it's like, I don't know, they kind of alternate his music a little bit by adding.
They remix his music.
I mean, it sounds much better. I like it that way. You know.
All his, if you listen to all his music, they all sound pretty similar. They're all, you know, pretty good, so.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know.
Just a minor change, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I was even pumped up a little bit, you know. I was like, oh, damn, The Rock, he's back. Once he came in the ring, he insulted Michael Cole and insulted John Cena. That was the funniest part of the...
The Miz, too.
Yeah, The Miz, you know. He did a monologue, basically.
Yep. And how I found out about it, I when I came back, I put on the tape, and while I was watching it, going through, you know, Raw, which up until that point was just a, you know, pretty much a, you know, a typical Raw.
Yeah.
Other than The Miz and King... feud, which is going to, you know, go to the next level tonight at the Elimination Chamber,
mm-hmm.
when the King, you know, could possibly become the oldest champion in history and become the first Hall of Famer at the age of 61 to do it. But that's an intriguing match right there. But other than that, in the whole Cena Nexus thing with CM Punk, other than that, there wasn't nothing really major going on in Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, CM Punk beat Cena by cheating. I think he hit him in the head with a what was it? I don't remember what the heck he threw. What was it again? A wrench, I think it was.
Yeah.
He hit him with some type of wrench. I don't remember what it was.
Car wrench or something like that.
I wish Tim Allen's character from Home Improvement was there. He could have probably told me which one it was.
Yeah, some kind of tool.
Yeah. But anyway, other than that, there was nothing really major going on up until that point. So I'm watching the tape, and I'm up to the point when the guy's about, maybe just before they got to the part, because I'm fast-forwarding through the commercials and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get a text from you saying that my wish came true. So I'm thinking, mm-hmm. It must be him, or must be, you know, somebody, one of the guesses that we said, maybe him, maybe Stone Cold, maybe HBK.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? So then Justin Roberts announced who was the guest on the who's going to be the guest host of WrestleMania, which
mm-hmm.
is unprecedented. So then, you know, they make a big deal. The lights go out, the arena. The WrestleMania 27 banner goes off. And then the Titantron goes black. The whole arena is, like, completely black, like as if Sting or Undertaker was going to show up.
Yeah.
And then, like, what seemed like an eternity, maybe it took 2 to 5 minutes. Probably it was 5 minutes. It looked like it took forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then... yeah, the arena went wild. And myself, I did a pump fist.
Yeah, well, that is your favorite wrestler.
Yeah. I admit I didn't mark out when I saw that.
Yeah.
So then, you know, he took him, you know, the fans got into it. In Anaheim, you would assume it was like Boston or New York or Philadelphia or, you know, maybe even Canada, you know, those major wrestling cities over there. But they were really into it. They got pumped about it. And, he went into the ring and, you know, check it on YouTube if you want to see that. But
I watched it like a few times on YouTube.
Yeah, I admit I saw it a couple of times myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, he pretty much was saying that, you know, he didn't come back for the money. He didn't come back to promote the movie. He came back, you know, for the fans. And, you know, it was a great promo. It was like a surreal moment. It was like you were watching history, sort of. It was like you were watching, like, something from, like, 2000 or, you know, like, during the Attitude Era.
Yeah, it felt like that, yeah.
It was like a weird feeling.
And he was even using explicit language.
When he said ask the first time, they censored it. But yeah. Afterwards, when he said the other time, they're like, ah, what the heck? Because the first time he said it, they bleeped it out. And I'm like, what did he say or something? But in any case, it was hilarious. He dogged on The Miz, saying that pretty much, you know, if someone keeps saying that they suck, they're awesome, then without a doubt, you know, they absolutely suck. Paraphrase. And then he was talking on Miz. No, I think, was it Cena or then Michael Cole? Well, in any case, Michael Cole got the, he was talking about Cena. And then the general manager made that noise, you know, to alert, you know, Michael Cole, you know, the usual. If people watch the show, they know what I'm talking about. So then the first time ever, someone actually stopped Michael Cole from, you know, receiving the message from the general manager.
Yeah. I'm going to sit,
And he said he looked like a drunk hobbit. But, the joke of the night was when he was talking about the feud, which they're teasing right now, the feud with him and Cena, feud that people were wishing to see ever since like WrestleMania 24 came about, which was like 2 years ago.
Yep.
So then he was saying like how, you know, he knew he didn't mention who it was at first. He was like, you know, he thought he was a cool guy and. You know, had no problem with him, wished him well and all that stuff. Once, you know, Rock left, Cena talking smack about him, which pretty much Cena in real life was saying that how, you know, he sold out, you know, to do movies.
Yep.
And then afterwards, I'm trying to remember what else happened. And then that's when the Michael Cole scene happened. And pretty much, you know, that was the end of it.
Yeah.
So it looked like they're going to... Tonight's going to be, I should say tomorrow's going to be interesting. Find out if Miz retains the title against King. If King makes history, becomes the oldest WWE champion and the first Hall of Famer to win a championship after getting inducted.
I think it's going to happen. I think King's going to win the title.
Yeah, I think they should do it.
I think it's going to be temporary.
Yeah, I think they should do it and then make him lose it in a couple of days or weeks or something. I think they should do that. I know they're trying to build Miz up, so you know this is his first title reign. They're trying to make the guy serious.
Yeah.
But, you know, just make King have it for a couple of days or weeks, and then Miz gets a rematch somehow, and, you know, Michael Cole screws King out of it, and then they start the whole, Cole versus King feud that they were, you know, teasing for, like, the past month or two.
And it looks like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's...
Maybe Michael Cole might even screw him out tonight.
Yeah, that's most likely what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If he doesn't win, I think... either case, Michael Cole's going to screw him out of the title again. Because, you know, they're always talking about how King can't hit Michael Cole or else he'll get fired.
Yeah.
So, you know, someone's going to come out. I don't know if it's Linda or probably Vince or somebody's going to say, you know, he has, you know, he got the right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they'll take off the ban maybe at WrestleMania and then he'll do it. You know, he'll finally, you know, shut Cole's mouth up with his fist.
Yeah. Tonight will be definitely interesting, but I don't think I'll watch it.
Yeah, it seemed interesting, but like you said, I don't know if I'm going to watch it myself, but it does seem interesting. I hope King does it. But tomorrow is going to be interesting because, you know, we're going to find out what Cena has to say about The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if this keeps up, you know, they're eventually going to, you know, face each other in the ring, talk smack, and most likely challenge each other to a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And another thing we got to also mention tomorrow's the 2/21/11 thing that WWE's been promoting for the past, 3 weeks?
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so of course, you know, they're pretty much telling us Undertaker's going to come back, which most likely he will. But the question is, who's coming with him? Because Undertaker has left and returned like a billion times. So I mean,
yeah.
No disrespect to Undertaker. Everybody, you know, respect, you know, the Phenom, the Dead Man. But I mean, it's not like he's always leaving and coming back.
Doesn't make any
sense.
So it's
not a major thing. So who's the shocking guy who's going to come out to challenge him? Will it be Triple H, which most likely everybody's thinking, Triple H is going to become a heel and, you know, face him at WrestleMania and have HBK as the special guest referee. And some people are saying maybe Sting, but it doesn't look like Sting signed with WWE, and it doesn't look like he'll ever sign with WWE, the way how it's shaping out.
Yeah.
But most likely it looks like Triple H will make his return tomorrow also as a heel, which I think Triple H is much suited for.
Yeah, he's much better as a heel than a good guy.
No doubt about that. So tomorrow and, you know, Elimination Chamber and, of course, WrestleMania should be real interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually more interesting than it was coming up into, you know, than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Raw tomorrow.
Yeah. What was the last time we said that, when Brett returned?
I guess, yeah. When Brett returned, yeah.
That was like the only time in the last Lord knows when.
Yeah, you're right.
That attitude error. Brett returning is like the only major thing that, other than The Rock returning, that happened, you know, the PG John Cena era.
Yeah.
They can't see me. Can you see me?
Oh man, that was funny.
Rock's joke on Cena.
Yeah, that was
funny. Oh, we could see you. Come out with the purple shirt, then the green shirt, and then the orange shirt, looking like a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Hey, that was the line of the night.
Yeah, that was. But I definitely look forward to that tomorrow. See how that turns out. But switching gears. First off, this Mello, and he gives a whole new meaning to the word melodrama, because that's all we're getting. This is like LeBron Part 2, Decision Part 2.
Carmelo's honest about it, you know.
Somewhat, because there's rumors that he visited with the Nets yesterday. There's rumors he didn't. I mean, who even knows what's going on? It looks like he wants to come here, but it looks like if we don't make a deal with him, he's just gonna go to the Nets for the money. I don't know what to think about that. I mean, it would be great to have that guy, but we are gonna deplete the team. But I mean, you have to give a lot to get a superstar player like that.
I heard the Nets are gonna give him like 4 or 5 future first round picks for him.
Yeah. And it has to be a three-team deal, because I don't think they have like 4 draft picks already like that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't know how Nets would have to do another trade or at least have a 3-team trade for them to have like 4 first round picks.
Yeah.
I would assume they have 2. I don't know. I don't think they have 3 or 4 already, but I mean, maybe an NBA insider or a Nets fan would know a lot more about it than me. But reportedly, the Knicks trade, because the Knicks trade always switches every day, pretty much.
Yep.
Chandler's in the trade, which, I mean, you know, most Knicks fans would like to keep him, but he's a free agent, and most likely he's going to price himself out of Knicks wanting to resign him. And Gallinari or Landry Fields, depending on what trade you hear. And Raymond Felton going to Denver with a first, you know, with a first round pick,
yep.
From the Timberwolves. And we get Carmelo Anthony, of course, guard Chauncey Billups, and I guess a scrub player plus $3 million in cash. What was I gonna say? In cash consideration.
Yeah, but we'd have to give up a lot, man.
Yeah, and Timberwolves, I assume, would be getting Eddie Curry. And they take Anthony Randolph also.
Yeah.
And then if that goes through, then we would sign Carmelo to the 3-year, $65 million contract that he, you know, he always wanted. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see to see what happens.
And the next deal, I don't want to give up Gallo.
I don't want to give up Gallo too. I think Fields is going to be a good player too. I mean, he's actually a guy who compliments,
yeah.
You know, the other players because he's not looking for a shot. But we'll have to, you know, I think by tonight we should know something. But you know, of course, the deadline's coming in a couple of days.
Yeah.
February 24, 3 p.m. So that's the NBA trade deadline. But I think by tonight we should know something. Or early Monday morning, we should know something.
Yeah.
But you know, this I think it'll go down today or tomorrow. But you know, we got a couple of days until this February 24 deadline. So you know, we gotta just keep our eyes open.
Yeah, the NBA All Star game is tonight.
Yep. NBA All Star.
Amari Stoudemire is representing the Knicks.
Yep.
Finally, a Knick has come back to an All-Star game.
Oh, yeah. Been forever. Lee played briefly. He was off the bench, played a little bit. Wasn't impressive in the All-Star game. Played a little bit last year, but this is the first time we actually had a starter since Ewing.
Yeah. Been a while.
So, yeah, it's definitely been a while. And hopefully the East represent and beat the West.
You will watch it, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, I always check out the NBA and the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah.
But when my team is in there, a player of my team is on there, I'm definitely watching it. And
oh, yeah, me too.
Abari's starting? Come on. You know I got to watch it. You know I got to see that.
What time is starting? Like,
like 8-something.
Oh, okay.
I think they're going to have like an hour and change pre-game show.
Yeah.
And it's going to start like, what, 8:15 or something like that. I think the tip-off's like 8:15. But looking forward to it. But switching gears to MLB, spring training, you know, just started. And nothing really much going on in, of course, St. Lucie with the Mets and Clearwater, Florida with the Yankees.
You know, I heard that CeCe's lost some weight by, I think he stopped eating, Cocoa Puffs or those cereals or something.
Or those Subway sandwiches. So he's not eating those Subway sandwiches anymore.
Yeah.
With Santana. But
Not that much going on, but you know, the big news in baseball right now is spring training.
Pujols.
Yeah.
Right, Pujols. He's not gonna sign a contract extension with the Cardinals this
mm-hmm.
season. So he's gonna do in the off season. And other than the Cubs, I don't see any other team, you know, trying to go after him.
The Mets would be a team that can get him, but
yeah, Mets would be the ideal team. I mean, along with the Cubs to go after him, you know, because other than all the other big market teams, you know, like the Yankees, they have Teixeira.
Yeah.
The Phillies have Howard. They have Fielder. So all the guys who have like star first basemen, especially the big league, the big team, big market teams, they all have like first basemen. Mets would be the perfect situation, but they do have a young guy, Ike Davis, who hit home runs. You know, he had a great year. I mean, ideally, I love Ike Davis, you know, as a player, his potential. But I'd see if I could move him to the outfield. You know, I don't know if he could do it. You know, see if we had a shot to get Pujols. The best player in the game. You're giving up his money, but I know he wants A-Rod money. And I don't see that happening. I think it's either Cardinals or to the rival Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, with the whole Bernie Madoff thing, I mean, the Mets, they can't afford the Pujols right now.
Yeah, and even before the Madoff thing, who knew if they would spend the money anyway?
Yeah.
In other news, the Yankees, like you said, lost weight, but Jabba, he gained weight. He looked like Yokozuna. But he definitely needs to. He says that he's bulking up, but I mean, you can't bulk up at the Sizzlers.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. I don't know how he looks like.
Yeah, he put on at least 15 pounds.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing really going on there. The Mets, Castillo had like a family issue. I think his brother was sick. That's why he was late for reporting to spring training.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Reyes, you know, he's on the last year of his contract. Beltran's on the last year of his contract, and he's having – Collins annoyed him the center field job to at least, you know, try out in spring training as the center fielder, and then they'll decide from there. But you know, it's his job to lose.
Yeah.
And Mets are having, a second base battle, starting pitcher battle with Chris Young, Capuano, as most likely starters on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know what time that is. I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Sports with Religion. I want to thank you, Macaulay, for coming on the show.
No problem. Anytime.
And thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for Sports with Religion. I'm William Ramon. Listen to Sports with the Legend, aka the William Ramon Show. I'll see you all next week. So long, everybody.